The entire structure of the United States military went into hyperdrive, one segment at a time, as the information reached it. That included USS Gettysburg alongside the pier in the Washington Navy Yard. Captain Blandy was in his in-port cabin when the growler phone went off. "Captain speaking, go to general quarters," he ordered, far more calmly than he felt. Throughout the ship, the electronic gonging started, followed by a human voice. "General quarters, general quarters, all hands man your battle stations." The regular presidential helicopter muttered down on the south lawn, and the Secret Service agent at the door turned and yelled, "Come on!" Kathy turned. "Jack, you coming with us?" "No, Kath, I have to go to kneecap." "Now get along, I'll see you later tonight, okay?" He gave her a kiss, and all the kids got a hug except for Kyle, whom the president took from Kelly's arms for a quick hold before giving him back. "Take care of him," he told the agent. "Yes, sir. Good luck." Then another Marine helicopter appeared, this one with Colonel Dan Malloy at the controls. Ryan walked quickly to it with Andrea Price O'Day at his side. They sat and strapped down before it lumbered back into the air. "What about everybody else?" Ryan asked. "There's a shelter under the east wing for some." Then she shrugged. "Oh, shit." Then Special Agent Price O'Day started retching. Ryan pulled out a barf bag and handed it to her. They were over the mall now, just passing the George Washington Monument. There were people visible in the mall, on the grass, just enjoying a walk in the falling darkness, just being people. "Jack," a small voice asked, "who flies them off to safety?" He turned his head to see the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial. He was in the same line as those men, in the city named for one and saved in time of war by another. And he was running away. The Capitol building, home of the Congress. The light was on atop the dome. Congress was in session, doing the country's work. But he was running away. Ryan's head turned again, and he saw the two gray shapes at the Navy Yard, one familiar, one not, because Tony Britano had... Ryan flipped the belt buckle in his lap and lurched forward, knocking into the Marine sergeant in the jump seat. Colonel Malloy was in the right front seat flying the chopper. Ryan grabbed his left shoulder. The head came around. "Yes, sir, what is it? See that cruiser down there?" "Yes, sir." "Land on it." "Sir, I land on it. That's an order." The Black Hawk turned, approached cautiously. "What are you doing?" Andrea demanded. "I'm getting off here. You're going to kneecap." "No, I stay with you." "Not this time. Have your baby. If this doesn't work out, I hope the kid turns out like you and Pat." Ryan moved to open the door. The Marine sergeant got there first. Andrea moved to follow. "Keep her aboard, Marine. She goes with you." "No!" Price O'Day screamed. "Yes, sir," the sergeant acknowledged, wrapping his arms around her. President Ryan jumped to the cruiser's landing area and ducked as the chopper pulled back into the sky. Then he stood up and looked around. "What the hell is..." "Jesus, sir," the young petty officer blurted, recognizing him. "Where's the captain?" "Captain's in CIC, sir. Show me." The petty officer led him into a darkened room. Ryan turned to the sailor. "Thanks, son. You can go back to your place now." "Aye, sir." Jack could see the big radar displays and the people sitting sideways to look at it. He headed that way, bumping into a chair on the way, and looked down to see a Navy chief petty officer in a khaki shirt whose pocket, well, damn. Ryan exercised his command prerogative and reached down to steal the sailor's cigarette pack. He lifted one out and lit it with a butane lighter. Then he walked to look at the radar display. "Jesus, sir," the chief said belatedly. "Not quite. Thanks for the smoke." Two more steps and he was behind a guy with silver eagles on his collar. That would be the captain of USS Gettysburg. Ryan took a long and comforting drag. "God damn it, there's no smoking in my CIC." "Good evening, Captain. I think we have a ballistic warhead inbound on Washington, presumably with a thermonuclear device inside. Can we set aside your concerns about secondhand smoke for a moment?" Captain Blandy turned around and looked up. How? Who? What? Captain, let's ride this one out together, shall we? Captain Blandy, sir, the man said, snapping to his feet. Jack Ryan, Captain. Ryan shook his hand and bade him sit back down. What's happening now? Sir, the NMCC tells us that there's a ballistic inbound for the East Coast. I've got the ship at battle stations. Radar's up. Chip inserted? He asked. That chip is in, sir, Senior Chief Leak confirmed. Chip? Just our term for it. It's really a software thing, Blandy explained. Okay, how are we doing? Sir, the inbound, if it's aimed at us, is not on the scope yet. Can you shoot it down? That's the idea, Mr. President. Is Dr. Gregory around? Here, Captain, a voice answered. A shape came closer. Jesus, that's not my name. I know you, Ryan said. Major Gregory, sir. I ended up half a colonel before I pulled the plug. Secretary Britano had me look into upgrading the missiles for the Aegis system. I guess we're going to see if it works or not.
What do you think?
It worked fine on the simulations.
Radar contact, we got us a bogey, a petty officer said. Bearing 349, range 900 miles, speed...
That's the one, sir. Speed is 1,400 knots. 14,000 knots, sir.
4.5 minutes out, Gregory said.
Ryan finished his cigarette and looked around for... Here, sir. It was the friendly chief with an ashtray. Want another one?
Why not? Thanks.
Gee, Captain Blandy, maybe you're declaring a blanket amnesty?
If he isn't, I am, Ryan said.
Smoking lamp is lit, people, Senior Chief Leak announced.
Captain, I have a radio call for the President, sir.
Where do I take it?
Right here, sir, yet another chief said, lifting a phone-type receiver and pushing a button.
Ryan.
Jack, it's Robbie.
My family get off okay?
Yeah, Jack, they're fine. What the hell are you doing down there?
Riding it out.
Robbie, I can't run away, pal. I just can't. Jack, if this thing goes off, then you get promoted.
Jesus, Jack.
Robbie, you're the best friend any man could hope to have. If this doesn't work out, look after Kathy and the kids for me, will ya?
You know it.
We'll know in about 3 minutes, Rob. Get back to me then, okay?
Roger, out.